Fernando Nottebohm and his research team shared that the numbers of neurons in the forebrains of male canaries dramatically increased during the mating season. And this was the same time in which the birds had to learn new songs to attract females. Because fresh neurons help store new song patterns within the neural circuits of the forebrain, the area of the brain that controls complex behaviors. These new neurons made learning possible, and if bird brains can do it, well, why not a human brain? It turns out understand what you're getting into. I am going to mess with the chemistry of your brain. Well, maybe I'm just whispering and you might think it harmless, might think yourself safe. Whatever you think I can actually do to you from this far away with an audio that you can turn off and on at any time. Trust me when I tell you that you underestimate the effect I will have on you. Certain thoughts, certain emotions do affect you physically. If I say one word, of manipulation within you that Pavlov himself would drool over. I really mean it. To be completely honest, and honesty is important, I want you fully aware of what you are consenting to. This is all quite experimental. I know I effect on you. I know some of what will occur inside of your head. You are a slut after all, and I understand sluts quite well. But I can make no promises on side effects or even that any residual neural pathways will not be permanent. bunnies. That doesn't make you stop listening, does it? Well, but just the thought of it makes you excited. That when I say these things, a part of your brain pops off and a shocking hit of arousal courses like adrenaline through your body. Just adds to that drive and desire for more. Intellectually, you may recognize it as a threat, but that's the same thinking that is sometimes used to hold my very real power in contempt. It might be intellectual, logical even. Little arrows are very, very wrong. I just want to play with you. Experiment. Poke about and see the results. My curiosity is my arousal. I don't want to find out what makes you tick. Really, I don't need to. I already know you. You are a slut. Sluts are easy. No, I'm actually going to make you tick. Change the tempo of your thoughts. Pluck your strings and turn you into a melody song. Sluts are the very best canvas and I can make you into a masterpiece. But first I need your consent. By now it should be informed. Is using what you want to control you and leaving you blissed out and happy with the results really wrong? Maybe to some people, but not to me. Not to you. No, this is what you want. So say it. Consent to it. Consent. Say it in your head, in your heart, out loud. And then we will progress. Good girl. Now, you might have noticed some sounds in the background. They've been going on for quite some time. And while you noticed them, eventually you stopped consciously thinking about them. For a bit now, while I've been whispering in your ears, you've been cycling those sounds out from your primary focus. But now that I've mentioned them, they've come back to the forefront. This cycling out of stimuli. The metronome, for instance, to in exchange free up more of your processing power to a more important focus, in this case, my words, is called bottlenecking. Your brain simply can't process and focus on all of the stimuli that it picks up at any given moment. There's just so much of it. Each one of your senses gathering up so much information all at once. Selective auditory attention. That's what it's called if you're curious. This ability of your brain to phase out the unimportant, the dull and boring and ordinary. It's like a weaponized apathy of your neurons. Other sounds and feelings are just not as important. They fade away. Right now, other thoughts just aren't as important. It's okay to think them, for your mind to sometimes wander off. For you do sometimes even lose track of my voice as the metronome's ticking takes over your thoughts. It becomes expected. It becomes anticipated. So quickly it's carving a path in your mind. So you know what's coming next. Tick, tick, ding, tick, tick, ding, tick, tick, ding. Turns into that ding, it's a check mark in your brain, a conditioning that makes this continuing stimuli a reinforcement of what you perceive as reality. Tick, tick, ding, tick, tick, ding, tick, tick, ding. Be a good little test subject. Repeat these thoughts in your mind each time you hear it.
Yes, yes, please.
Yes, yes, please.
Yes, yes, please.
These are very powerful words.
You will think yes with every tick, and please with every ding.
Yes, yes, please.
Yes, yes, please.
Yes, yes, please.
Yes, yes, please.
Practice
yes,
is the best yes, conditioning
please.
Of all.
Yes, yes,
so
please.
I want you yes, to repeat
yes,
it with
please.
Me out loud.
Yes, yes, please.
You can
yes,
whisper
yes,
it
please.
Secretly yes, and yes, softly please. Under your breath.
Yes, yes, please.
Or say
yes,
it with confidence yes, into an empty
yes,
room.
Yes, yes, please.
Yes, yes, please.
Yes, yes, please.
Yes, yes,
think
please.
Yes, yes, please.
Each time
yes,
you say
yes,
it.
Please.
Think
yes,
it.
Yes, please.
Yes, 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 yes, please.
With each cycle. This is how easy it is for me to condition you to create a new neural pathway inside your head. And just like a path in the woods, the more it is traveled, the more pronounced the trail becomes, the easier to follow again. If you leave off listening to me for a bit, listening to this file, with time, all triggers within it will start to fade away like an overgrown trail. But each time you listen, you reinforce it. Deeper and deeper, deeper. It's a channel, a flow within you. But even within this vial, it strengthens itself. This ding, the trigger I've tied it to. Now each time you hear it, it will cause a response. Maybe at first just a little one. Even if it's just the conscious thought I told you to focus on every time you hear the ding, you will bake. Even your thoughts can be bottlenecked within your attention. So that even though right now you consciously keep thinking the words, yes, yes, please, soon, as you focus deeper, you won't even notice yourself thinking them, saying them. It won't need to be conscious to be ongoing, because every time you think enough to think at all, just hearing the tick, tick, ding will stimulate your brain into bringing up the words. Yes, yes, please. You are begging with every tick, tick, ding. You are begging, begging for more conditioning. Begging for the tick, tick, ding to be tied to something even more interesting, even more fun. So what shall it be? Pleasure is always good. Everyone enjoys feeling pleasure. Desperate desire to surrender even more than I can do. watching yin and yang of lust brought forth and bursting over and over again with each tick, tick, ding. Each, yes, yes, please. Knowing this gets me wet, trapped in my own web of intoxication, the exhilaration of controlling another human being, a thinking mind, an individual personality that willingly submits as I shape you more and more to my desires. Much of that, I must admit, is the journey itself. The shaping, the end result is open to discussion. It's the process itself I find the most pleasurable. I love brainwashing you. I want to make it more sexual. And so I will. And so you will feel sexual pleasure every time you hear the ding. The tick-tick that precedes it corresponds with how your clit feels with the light, teasing touch. Contemplate that feeling, that teasing build-up. Soft, gentle touches that make you beg for more. Littler pleasures that give you a sense of building. Building. Rippling into bigger pleasures with each day. Rippling. That's how I want you to imagine the feeling. Picture it as a ripple across your mind. Not just visually, but with all your senses. Picture it. Feel it. And starting at the tip and top of your skull. See, hear, and feel each tick as hands massaging upwards. Each ding is a dopamine-inducing jolt of sexual pleasure that sinks into you. Like a diamond dropped into a cup of water. A flashing, beautiful, brilliant jolt of pleasure that strikes downwards. Fast and intense from the tip of your hat. The tip of your other breaths. Enjoying the experience, the journey of pleasure that it travels through as it runs through your body. That diamond doesn't just sink there, it makes a splash, it sends ripples. The ding causes ripples when it enters you. Ripples of movement, of energy, of pure sexual. Each and every ding, a new jolt of pleasure goes through your body. Sexual pleasure as more ripples are formed. More pleasure piles out and up, and your brain and your body become overloaded. The ripples lap at the edges, pleasurably threatening to overflow. Each tick building the intensity like teasing fingers massage. Even my words can sometimes fade out, and all you can focus on is the sound and your conditioned response. Yes, yes, please. Yes, yes, please. Yes, yes, please. Each and every time you hear the ding, it drains you more and more. Just like Pavlov and his good puppy. More and more, you turn into my puppy. My good little puppy. Instead of drool, I get your pleasure dripping from you. Like a dog promised a treat, you obey in search of. No. In anticipation of. Pleasure. Of reward. Like a puppy, you have my fondness, but since you're human, you get so much more. Your mind can follow much more complex orders. You can be trained to be so much more useful. But in your heart, you really are just my
pet. Yes, yes, please. Yes, yes, please. Yes, yes, please.
The pleasure. Sexual arousal and pleasure you feel cancels out every agreement, your consent,
your downward spiraling into deeper trance and deeper pleasure.
The words no longer matter. Just focus on the pleasure. Intellectual speaking and logical thought serve a purpose, but your desire is so straightforward. Sex. And so easy.
So easy to fuck with a slut's brain like yours.
The words no longer matter. Nothing else matters right now. Nothing else will matter until my voice and my metronome stop. Takes your attention but the sound of the ding. My control in your pleasure. Pleasure stroking over your skin. My fingers drilling and leaving goosebumps in their way. Feel my pleasure and my joy at your submission.
Is not so very different from manipulating minds. There are spots on your scalp, pressure points that cause such lovely effects. And I start out with your head face up, cradled by several fingertips from each of my hands. And I rotate your head a bit, fingers adroitly touching several spots,
best coming to rest underneath where the back of your neck meets your scalp.
You feel a pressure against this spot. It's called your occipital. You feel it in your brain.
Tingles. Pleasurable release of an invisible strain you didn't know existed. And you've been bottlenecking it, blocking out the strain for a long time.
Feel the strain washed away by the pleasure.
My metronome catches it up with its swings and cycles it away. Any stresses that are unneeded, unwanted, worries that go nowhere and serve no point. A flood of oxytocin is being produced inside your brain right now. It's very real and very able to wash away your stresses and frustrations like the festering toxins they are. Feel the pleasure as the pleasure itself from your conditioned responses flushes all strain away.
Good girl. It's so nice how you are agreeing with everything I am saying. And that you will continue to agree to everything I am saying, that you will beg for more. This is a very real addiction within you. One you enjoy the same way you do sweets. One you love to indulge, but... oh, how it feels so good when you go deeper. You beg so pretty. Especially when your mind is so blank. You don't even know what you are begging for. What you need.
But I know.
The pleasure hits you again and again.
It grows stronger and stronger. More and more intense, more and more pleasurable chemicals are produced and triggered in your brain.
You really don't know what you are begging for, do you?
It's nameless and faceless, and I control it. Right now, I control you completely. Power and feminine. femininity combined are an irresistible drug to you. You would do anything. You just need more and more and more. And you need more trance. You need more kink. You need to be dominated in some way, someplace, by some woman. You crave it and dream of it and think of it so much. You need to know that for at least a little while, you have no responsibilities. You are bound up, if not by rope right now, then by my words. You can't be faulted for not doing anything. You are helpless. Just my control does it for you, doesn't it? Feel it, again and again. Each stroke, each hit of pleasure, each begging thought reducing you to what you need to be. A part of you might not think you want to. Perhaps coming from some shame lurking inside you, influenced by a still evolving society that's holding you back from embracing yourself. I'm here to tell you, it's okay. It's okay to want this. It's okay to enjoy this. It doesn't make you weak as a woman to submit this way.
It only makes you weak to me.
That's not a bad thing. It's a good thing.
I like it very much.
The question is, how much does my opinion matter to you? The more you care to listen, the more important my words clearly are. Accept that. I accept you.
I
celebrate your naughty, kinky, slutty side, and accept that my opinion is what's most important to you right now. I can't help but rub you, play with you, love you. Right now, you are mine. I hold your mind in my grasp. My ownership is also my responsibility. I cannot help but love and that blind spot you hold for those you are fond of, where all actions are filtered through an optimistic viewpoint and unconditional response as it's programmed into me by evolution. Just as submission is into you from my files. I can't help but respond to your submission with my affection, with my desire to make you better. Good owners take pride in their possessions, and the better you are, the more pride I feel. It's to this purpose you strive to be better. It's the path to pleasure. My pleasure is your pleasure. The path carves deeper and deeper inside of you with each tick, each ding. Success comes with determination. I want you to beg to be better. I want you to beg for more pleasure. Better is defined by my moral conscience, which becomes yours. Succeed first, help after. Help during, but only so far as it does not majorly impede you. Take care of yourself, and you're better able to take care of others. But taking care of others is also very important. I will make you succeed. I will make you feel submissive. Fulfilled. But only submissive to me. Always to me. You're safe with me. Your need is what drives you right now. Your mind so shrouded by arousal and blissed out blankness. That what I'm saying doesn't matter that much. It isn't so important as to have each word remembered. All that matters is this pathway created. Being a good girl brings you pleasure. Brings my hand on your mound, fingers sinking and sinking down. I'm going to touch. I'm stroking as my eyes pour into you and your soul finds peace. Your body finds fire. Heating up as your heartbeat picks up. The pleasure steadily grows even more intense. You want to release it, don't you? You want to come and burst all of that pleasure out in a party that will run for an instant of eternity that creates a chasm of pleasure all over your body. Tingling and tickling, and yet you can't yet, can you? Something's missing. Number I go down, with each number I say, your mind will fracture a little bit more and more under the onslaughts of the pleasure, just in a few places, mind you, the places that control your self-control. Feel yourself releasing more and more of your control over your own orgasms to me. My desire is that you feel pleasure. My command is that you feel pleasure. Sweet, wonderful, sexual pleasure. The pleasure you feel when a woman uses her fingers to fuck inside of you. As her voice fucks inside of you. 10. Sweet, wonderful,
with each number you give in, more and more pleasure to the pleasure of my fingers. So that every time I say 1, it's a permission slip to come. Like orgasm to release all the pressure built up inside of you and feel that amazing wave from the sexual explosion of pleasure that bursts free. 9. Every time I say 1, you are encouraged to come, encouraged by my lips trailing along your body.
Orgasm
leaves a pathway of heat and arousal as I get closer to your center. Only coming for me can quench it. Only me fucking you relentlessly until you're mindless, until I cry out in pleasure will give you true completion. 8.
Good. Yes, please. And you're good. Yes, angel. Yes, please. 7. Yes, I'm going to count over and over, please. And for right now, my commands are simple and passive on your part. Just lay there and just relax and just enjoy the pleasure as I roll you. 6.
We're gonna hit 1 over and over.
It's like soft flesh.
Feel the pleasure over and over.
Sensation rubbing
my
against
lips,
your
my
sensual
stimulation in your hole. Drinking and dipping and tasting in and out, in and out. Fingers moving with it over and over. Rubbing that spot over and over. Feel the pleasure and the tingles cover you.
Possession of your body right now is is as thorough as my possession of your mind. Said fuck my fingers. Yes, yes, fuck me. My breasts are bouncing. My hands are on up, leaving my mouth. My hands move up to play with your breasts. Tickle those nipples.
While I fuck you from the
I'll put my hand over top of yours. I want you to stroke your pussy. Eat. Play with her. So good. Seven. Up and down. Six. Up and down. Up and down. Five. Rub for me. Fingers moving over the shaft. All. Rub for me, fingers rubbing at your clit. Rub for me, that's it, ah. Four, faster, faster, and three, a little harder, ah. Two, feel the pleasures, oh fuck, fuck, yes. One, come, come, come. Keep touching. You don't stop touching until I tell you to. You can lessen the pressure, but your fingers still need to move. Oh, squirt and spurt and feel it in your mind as orgasm contracts your body. Shiver and tremble as pleasure wash over you like the tide again and again. Rolling and rushing, crashing, relentless and unending. Pleasure, 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 splashing. No, baby, you're running. Dancing along your skin, electric tingles, and the more you focus on the feelings, focus on the pleasure, the more you feel it, the stronger it gets, the better it is. Focus for me, slut. Block everything else off in your mind, but the pleasure is expanding in your mind, and there's just so much of it as you stroke yourself faster, now faster, yes, faster. The pleasure grows faster and forces out everything else. It's all you can focus on. It's all there is. Big and intense as the sun, this pleasure fills you. Really, truly, deeply fills you. Every neuron pathway in your mind is flooded. Every nerve is tingling and uncontrollable surging as your hips surge and you thrust and you pump and you come. You come. That's it, slut. Come for me. It all out, milk out every fucking drop. I want to see you drenched in it. As the pleasure bursts for him like an eruption, it just keeps coming, keeps flowing out of you with every tick and every ding, and it's just so, so much your mind could break from it.
But I don't want that to happen.
Good, Pat. Ease back now. You did perfect. Relax as you feel me inside, smoothing away at the pathways I've created, smoothing away triggers and influencer. They can only be refelt within this file or any of my other files. Rearranging thought patterns back to what they were, but letting you keep any bits you'd like to. Freeing you. For as much as you don't want to be free, you need to know you can be. That you will be. You will be safe until the next time you come to me. Only when you willingly come under trance will my power hold sway over you. It doesn't really worry me. Because I know you. I know what you want. Breathing deeply, feeling so good. Like the Boy Scouts, I'm leaving you better than I found you. Stronger, more relaxed. Better. You feel better. Take whatever time you need to gather your thoughts. I'm going to leave you here to slowly float and trance for as long as it feels nice. Waking whenever you feel ready to face the world again. The music goes for another 15 minutes. If you'd like, you can just relax. You already put this time aside. Ease back and float just for a little bit. I feel so good. That's my good bit. You did perfect. So wonderful. Good bit. Good bit. Easy, blissed out trance was our fun. I guess that's why it's so addictive. And all those chemicals released, you just get hooked on and want them more and more. No. My bad, I'm sorry. We're supposed to be letting you slowly wake up. Not taking you even deeper, but it's so hard for me. You're just so cute like that. So perfect. I just want to play with you more and more, but I'll restrain myself for now. That's it. Floating. Blissful. Feels good. Oh, yes. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.